This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we glorify Him, we seek His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is, so exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Him with praises. Subhanallah, the reason of our existence is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is indeed the eternal and powerful purpose of our lives. And this is the reason, subhanallah, souls, they gain and they achieve contentment when they praise Allah, when they glorify Allah, when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest, surety, certainty, satisfaction, peace, and serenity. My brothers and sisters, it's very, very essential for you and me to understand that we need to praise Allah. We need to glorify Allah. We need to say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi wa Subhanallah al-Azim extensively. You know, Subhanallah, when we actually glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would not add any level in the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would actually add more value to you and to me. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is independent. He is perfect. He is, Subhanallah, He is absolute. He doesn't need anything. But then the value, the level that we want to get higher, we get it by glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason Allah Rabbul Izzah instruct us in the Quran to glorify Allah in the morning and in the evening. Subhanallah, when we glorify Allah, we are actually acknowledging what is the fact already. We are just acknowledging the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has created the heavens and the earth. We are acknowledging the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are acknowledging that Allah Rabbul Izzah is independent. We are acknowledging that we are so fortunate to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the powerful ways to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to go in sujood. Go in sujood and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our topmost portion of the body touches the lowest portion of the ground, and when we call Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glorify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or glory be to Allah the Most High, we actually gain absolute peace. Subhanallah. That is the reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us that the nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he is in sujood. So when we are in sujood, we are closest, nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, take this opportunity and spend some moments in sujood and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, if you want solutions for the problems that you and I have. My brothers and sisters, let us ensure that we become among those who are the ones who glorify, who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who constantly and consistently glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, while sitting, while lying down, and while we are in sujood. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all make us among those who are the sincere slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and success to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to shower His mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.